was rolling in from the walls, leaving a shrinking circle of black and white tiles in the middle of which were the vampires. Igor pushed his way through the crowd until he was alongside Nanny.
"It's all right," he said. "I couldn't let it go on. It was disgraceful."
The mist rose in a boiling tower. There was a moment of discontinuity, a feeling of sliced time, and then a figure stood behind Vlad and Lacrimosa. He was rather taller than most men, and wearing evening dress that might have been in style once upon a time. His hair was streaked with grey and brushed back over his ears in a way that gave the impression his head had been designed for its aerodynamic efficiency. Beautifully manicured hands gripped the shoulders of the younger vampires. Lacrimosa turned to scratch him and cowered when he snarled like a tiger. Then the face returned to something closer to human and the newcomer smiled. He seemed genuinely pleased to see everyone.
"Good morning," he said.
"Another bloody vampire," said Nanny.
"Not any old vampire," said Igor, hopping from one foot to the other. "It's the old master. Old Red Eyes is back."
Granny stood up, ignoring the tall figure firmly holding the two suddenly docile vampires. She advanced on the count.
"I know all about what you can and can't do," she said, "because you let me in. And that means you can't do what I can't do. And you think just like me. The difference being I've done it longer and I'm better than you at it." "You're meat," snarled the Count. "Clever meat." "And you invited me in," said Granny. "I'm not the sort to go where I'm not welcome, I'm sure."
In the Count's arms, the baby started to cry. He stood up.
"How sure are you that I won't harm this child?" he said. "I wouldn't, so you can't."
The Count's face contorted as he wrestled with his feelings, and also with Magrat, who was kicking him on the shins.
"It could have worked," he said,
and for the first time the certainty had been drained from his voice. "You mean it could have worked for you?" shouted Agnes.
"We are vampires. We cannot help what we are." "Only animals can't help what they are," said Granny. "Will you give me the child now?" "If I..."
the Count began and then straightened up.
"No, I don't have to bargain. I can fight you, just as you fought me. And if I walk out of here now, I don't think there's anyone who'll dare stop me. Look at you, all of you, and look at me. And now look at him."
He nodded at the figure holding Vlad and Lacrimosa as still as statues.
"Is that what you want?" "Sorry, who is this we're supposed to be looking at?" said Granny. "Oh, Igor's old master, the old Count Magpier, I believe."
The old Count nodded gracefully.
"Your servant, madam," he said.
"I doubt it," said Granny.
"Oh, no one minded him," said Piotr from among the escrow citizens. "He only ever came round every few years, and anyway, if you remembered about the garlic, he wasn't a problem. He didn't expect us to like him."
The old Count smiled at him.
"You look familiar. One of the Ravi family, aren't you?"
"Piotr, sir, son of Hans."
"Ah, yes, very similar bone structure. Do remember me to your grandmother."
"She passed away 10 years ago, sir."
"Oh, really? I am so sorry. Time goes so quickly when you're dead."
The old master sighed.
"A very fine figure in a nightdress, as I recall."
He was all right," said someone else in the crowd. "We got a nip every now and again, but we got over it."
"That's a familiar voice," said the vampire. "Are you a Vazen?"
"Yes, sir."
"Related to Arno Vazen?"
"Great granddaddy, sir."
"Good man. Killed me stone dead 75 years ago. Stake right through the heart from 20 paces. You should be proud."
The man in the crowd beamed with ancestral pride.
"We've still got the stake hung up over the fireplace, Your Honour," he said.
"Well done, good man. I like to see the old ways kept up."
Count Magpier screamed.
"You can't possibly prefer that. He's a monster."
"But he never made an appointment," shouted Agnes, even louder. "I bet he never thought it was all just an arrangement." Count Magpier was edging towards the door with his hostages.
"No," he said, "this is not how it's going to happen. If anyone really believes that I won't harm my charming hostages, perhaps you will try to stop me. Does anyone really believe that old woman?"
Nanny Og opened her mouth, caught Granny's eye and shut it again. The crowd parted behind the Count as he dragged Magrat towards the door. He walked into the figure of Mightily Oates.